Mara says that the Levian, the Levian used to say Shira in the Beis HaMikdash by the when the carpet was brought, right? Where did we derive it from? The Gemara says, where did we learn it from? Where does the pasuk indicate to us that there's a mitzvah for the Levim to sing? Shenemar, who remembers? A pasuk that every girl that comes out of here has to have on her fingertips. Shenemar, tachas asher.
Can you repeat the slowly, or is it in the Bet Pesach?
I don't know if it's in here. It's not, it's proper. But, Tachas Asher Lo Avata Es Hashem Elokecha Simcha, I plead with you, I implore you, I beg of you, learn this pasuk. You have to remember this. This tells us, the Torah tells us how a Jew needs to approach mitzvahs. Taps Hashem Abachas Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha B'Tub Leva. You got to remember that. So Gemara says, what is Simcha B'Tub Leva referring to? It's the Avodah of Shira. Mar asks, how do you know? Maybe it's referring to Torah, because Torah is Mesameach, Yikudash and Yisharim, Mesamchei Lev. The Gemara says, Torah is Mesamchei Lev, but Simcha B'Tuv Levav is Shira. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's all the tragedies that the Torah tells us about in Parshas Kisavo, the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo, long list of calamities and tragedies and things we don't want should happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I had built on this a fantastic chiddush, and that chiddush is that at first glance, just from learning the Gemara in the simple level, so this Gemara doesn't really refer to us in any way. This Gemara just tells us that the Levim have to sing. But I derived from this Gemara a chiddush that every Jew has to sing. Why? The pasuk is not talking to Levim. The pasuk is talking to all of Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael has this demand that Hashem is demanding that you have to serve Him with Simcha B'Tuv Levav. Right? Now, we may not have understood what the Simcha B'Tuv Levav is, comes the Gemara and tells us Simcha B'Tuv Levav means Shira. But now, although the Gemara is talking about in the context of the Levim, but now that I know what the words mean, I can derive from this that the meaning of the words, the Simcha B'Tuv Levav, that the pasuk depends from everybody, is to serve Hashem with singing. Is that clear? Maybe not. Every Jew should sing to Hashem. And there's a story that I told you about my friend that went to the tish of the Rav Masrifka Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah night. And he was speaking to his friend after Rosh Hashanah. And I asked him, what do you do on Rosh Hashanah? He said, I went to the tish of the Rav Masrifka Rebbe. And he said, what? Rosh Hashanah? Indicating like, okay, I understand, you go on a Friday night, you're a little bored, you go to Tish, but Rosh Hashanah, you have nothing better to do. But you know, singing is being metabol o malchus shemayim b'simcha. Singing is not something that, it's not like, okay, you need some kosher entertainment, not so bad, okay, you can sing. Singing is an expression of what life is about. When the Nevi'im, there was a Navi school, Nevi'im, they went to learn how to become a Navi, the greatest level to which a Jew could aspire. What did they do there? We spoke about this. They sang, B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. Why? Because they wanted to grow to the highest level a Jew could ever reach. You remember all this, right? Yeah, okay. So, I thought it would be
you know, this is the pre-Purim shiur, Mishnah, Marbin, the Simcha and stuff. So one of the girls here was nice enough to bring in a guitar. So allow me to sing a little bit. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Shalom, my belly fagah.
two married daughters. My first daughter got married. So the boy was a Talmud of mine in the yeshiva, the Ramin yeshiva. So very cute. when the name came up, yeah, I'll just tell you an interesting story. When the name came up in Shidduchim, like as an option, so I told my wife, this is a great boy, we've got to catch him. So my wife made whatever phone calls, and they said he's not involved in Shidduchim yet. Okay, when is he going to be involved? Call him a few months. Fine. He called again in a few months, not in Shidduchim yet. All right, we're waiting. So they said it'll be Hanukkah. Fine, we called up Hanukkah, it'll be soon. Okay. So then, shortly after Hanukkah, he decided to get into Shidduchim. So he approaches his father and he says, I have like five girls on the list here that where should I start? So his father said, you know, Margolin's been on our tail for a long time, and you never get engaged with the first girl you meet anyway, so just go out with Margolin, get it over with, and then you start Shidduchim. He said, okay. So he went out with Margolin's daughter. Everyone knows me like from the yeshiva, like this song Marikoyin is like one of the hits there. So right before the chasana started, I went over to the guy on the keyboard who was singing and I said, the yeshiva here likes the song Marikoyin, so make sure to sing it. So he said, I don't know the song. I said, you don't know the song? Oh my gosh, what's gonna be? So he said, you sing it. So I said, I can't sing it without musical accompaniment. So he said, I'll accompany you. So I said, but you don't know the song. So he says, enough to accompany that I could do. I said, okay. So some point during the chasana, I get up on the stage there, and I take the microphone, and start Marikoyin. So the chasan, though it was happening, he decided he'll join me. So we jumped up on the stage, and there were two microphones there, and together we sang Marikoyin. Actually, there was just one microphone. My wife later complained I kept on catching it from him. But So since me and the chasana were there, it like became the center of attention of the whole chasana. And everyone was crowding around. They were going wild with this song. It was like unbelievable. My daughter told me for weeks, people came over to her and said, oh, that was such a happy chasana. Oh, that Marikoyin. That was it. Okay. That's the story of Marikoyin. Okay. But now, something slow. Okay, this is a song for some reason, I don't know why, boys like it more than girls, but some girls will also like it. I find it enchanting. Yeah. coming back for Shabbat better not. L'shana haba, l'shana haba, l'shana haba, v'kosh shabbat. L'shana haba, l'shana haba, l'shana haba, v'kosh shabbat. L'shana haba, v'kosh shabbat.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I went
Friday night, all Shabbos, to daven in shul. I live in Harnov, Rechav Agassi. Overlooks the valley there. It was a beautiful day, beautiful day. The weather was as gorgeous, as perfect as possible. So I thought to myself, I'd like today to get a little bit of the, how do you say, hashra'a?
Inspiration.
Inspiration of nature. So I went out to the park that's right near the shul, sitting there watching the sun dip into the horizon, hoping for a little bit, a few minutes of calmness and tranquility. And the thing is that just like I knew it was a gorgeous day outside, so did all the kids. So they all came piling into the park, playing and running and shouting and, okay, you know, it's the public park, it's not my property, they have full rights to it, but I like kind of was hoping to get like those minutes of tranquility which I was missing out on. Then I remembered a pasuk in Zechariah. Pasuk says, Od Yeshvu. The pasuk says, there will yet be old men and women sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim, each one with a cane in his hand, a staff in his hand, from old age. And the streets of Yerushalayim shall yet be filled with little boys and girls playing in the streets. They come to Harnov on a Shabbos afternoon, or any full neighborhood, and we see Mamish. And I thought to myself, you know, 500 years ago in Spain, how did they reflect on that pasuk? 300 years ago in Vilna, what did they think about that pasuk? And here I am, sitting in Yerushalayim, with little boys and girls playing, filling the streets and filling the parks. It's just so beautiful. And when I made that, when I had that realization, their running and playing was tinkling of song and laughter to my eyes, to my ears. It was just so beautiful. Seeing the actualization of the nevuah that was given so many centuries ago, and here it is before my eyes. So I want to sing you that song. Sometimes like 5 minutes.
And Zechariah prophesied on rebuilding. Why? What's the connection between the two? Said Rabbi Akiva, until I saw the destruction fulfilled, I didn't know what's going to be with the second pasuk. Now that I saw how the destruction was fulfilled, So I know that the second pasuk of redemption will also be fulfilled. And on that they said, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu, you have comforted us. This Gemara is a very difficult Gemara at first glance. This is a pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah is a good Navi. We can believe Zechariah. So why does Rabbi Akiva need to tell me that Yeshaya HaNavi said, putting together Uri and Zechariah, so now when I see the pasuk of Uri fulfilled, then the pasuk of Zechariah is going to be fulfilled. If you have just the pasuk of Zechariah, it's not enough? I want to tell you the answer. And I want to tell you this answer that is so deep and intense that this can radically change the way you view every single downfall in life. This will enable you to laugh at a fox coming out of Perish HaKadoshim. This will enable you, no matter how difficult the situation is, to see it with an air of optimism. Ready? Shout like this. Od yesh muzkenu muzkenus v'rchoy v'si Yerushalayim ish mish'antoy b'yodem v'rev yamim. You feel that pasuk comforts you? Is that a good pasuk?
No.
I'm not comforted at all. Yesh muzkenu muzkenus v'rchoy v'si Yerushalayim. There's going to be old people in the streets of Yerushalayim. Shkayach, what about Miami Beach? What about Chicago? The whole place is a big old age home. No? So what's the pasuk telling me? There's got to be old men and women in the streets of Yerushalayim, Shkayach. That's what I endured an exile of 2,000 years for, to be like Miami Beach. What's the shot? Tosfos says there, on the spot, he says, this mishenet is very crucial. Because we didn't really need to know about this mishenet. Not. There's going to be old men and women in the streets of Yerushalayim is good enough. Do we need to know that everyone's going to have a mishenet in his hand? Says Tosfos, quoting the Gemara, this mishenet is familiar to us from a different place in the Tanakh. When Elisha needed to do tchias ha-mesim, he told Gehazi, take my mishenet and put it on the face of the boy. This mishenet is referring to tchias ha-mesim. That's the answer. Imagine, I give someone a slap. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I need to appease you. Here's a shekel. Is that good? Yeah. You gave a slap, you give a shekel. Yeah. Give someone a slap. I need to appease you. Here's $100,000. Now you're talking. Right? Why? Because if I come to appease someone for something bad, it has to be worthwhile. I can't give a shekel for a slap. It has to be something that in retrospect, it was worth it to get the slap in order to get the appeasement. Hashem took us through a difficult exile. Many centuries of exile. For what? What benefit could He ever give us that will make that exile worthwhile? Nothing that Olam Hazeh has to offer. If He's giving us an appeasement, it has to be Olam Haba. And it has to be such an intense Olam Haba that we say, in retrospect, it was worth it going through all those tzaras. Says Rabbi Akiva. If I just had the pasuk in Zechariah, I would say, like Yeshua Zkenu Zkenus, it's going to be old people in the streets of Yerushalayim. Okay, nice. Be like Miami Beach. Yeah. But Yeshaya HaNavi put the two together. It's Uriah and Zechariah. Why did he put them together? Because he wants to say that the nevuah of Zechariah is going to be ample compensation and appeasement for all the tzaras he went through in the nevuah of Uriah. And that tells me this is talking about Olam Haba. And whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu always behaves with us fairly, right? Atzur Tamim Pala Yichol Drachav Mishpat Kelemuna V'Ein Avel Tzadik V'Yasher Hu. We We say at the end of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Lagid Ki Yashar Hashem, Tzuri, V'lo Avlos Abo. He doesn't do Avlos, he doesn't do Avil, he doesn't wrong anyone. So any time you have a difficulty, a hardship in life, Hashem doesn't want to do hard for us. So why is this happening? It's because He's going to bring about a Olam Haba through this, which is going to be worthwhile. And not only that, but now when I look at something bad, difficult, painful, I reflect how great must Olam Haba be. Because the more painful the existence here, the more realization I have of how fantastic the compensation is going to be to make it worthwhile. And that's why Rabbi Akiva left. That's what Rabbi Akiva learned from this pasuk. Can you sing it one more time? Try to make sure that you come out happier than when you came in. I hope we've succeeded today.